As we've been doing over the past few days, we go back to the story of Bernadette. In particular, how she had to cope with problems connected to the apparitions of Our Lady. That's in episode 3 of the radio drama written by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett, which tells the story of this 14-year-old peasant girl whose visions left Lourdes with an unchanging message of ministry to the sick and suffering.
Oh, that's got it. Look at that, Toinette. That'll make a great blaze.
Hey, there's some huge branches over here. Come and see.
Just a minute. What's happened to that sister of yours? She's a lazy so-and-so. Does she expect us to do all the dirty work and sit there looking at the view? Come on, let's go and get her.
Well, you know Bernadette can't wet her feet with that asthma. She shouldn't be out anyway, but she insisted and so Mother said she could come.
Oh, go on, tell me another. It's all imagination, asthma. She's just stopped that.
Look. Look down there. Bernadette seems to be...
What the... Well, of all the crazy creatures...
What's she doing on her knees?
Saying her prayers, silly. She's stuck staring that one.
Bernadette! Bernadette! She doesn't seem to hear me.
Oh, maybe she's dead. It's the asthma that's killed her all.
Don't be silly. Dead. Did you ever see a dead person on their knees?
Oh, come on, let's get back there. We've got enough wood anyway for today.
To cross the stream. Oh, it's not cold at all.
Oh, there you are. So you decided to cross after all.
Bernadette, why didn't you answer us when we called you?
Ah, there. Look at that for a bundle of firewood. Oh, it's good to be on dry ground.
Yes, that was cold.
Oh, I can't wait to get home and start a
great fire. It would help to move around a bit.
Yes, keep the blood going. Come on.
Oh, that's better.
Stop falling a minute. Listen, did you two see anything?
See anything? Why, what did you see?
What's the matter with you today, Bernadette? What were you doing down there by the river? You must be out of your mind to say your prayers here in Masabiel where the pigs feed. Kneeling on the damp ground after all Mother said. I don't know what's come over you.
But tell me, seriously, didn't either of you see anything?
Of course not.
No, nothing. Why? Was there someone here?
Oh, go on with you. Forget it. She didn't see anyone either. She didn't want to gather any firewood, that's all.
You know, you two are a sly pair. The water wasn't cold at all.
Well, you were lucky.
Oh, well, I'm off. I've had enough of this place. It's freezing. So long, you two.
Well, we'd better get moving too.
Hey, Bernadette, what are you looking for?
Oh, nothing. I'm just collecting a few sticks. You two have really been busy. Straw. Where she was.
Oh. Here, give me a hand with this bundle. Hey, listen. Tell me, you didn't really see anything, did you?
Let's start moving, shall we? You ready?
Did you? Well, what?
Well. Oh, come on. I'm going.
Oh, go on. Just tell me. I won't tell anyone else, I promise. Not even Mama.
Promise?
Word of honor.
I saw a lady dressed all in white with a blue sash and a yellow rose on each foot.
Oh,
where Bernadette's going? I heard her mother wouldn't let her. She doesn't believe Bernadette saw anything. Says she dreamt it.
You mean to ask her dad? He's working down at the stables.
And he gave permission?
Oh, he didn't. But his boss did. That lady with a rosary, he says. Why not? There's no harm in that. And so Subiru's had to give in.
We better go and get the holy water now. High Mass is finished.
Yes.
You got a bottle?
Bernadette said she'd bring one. She should be here now.
What do you want holy water for?
To keep away the evil spirits.
You never know.
The lady could come from the devil.
Oh, that's true. I wonder if we should all take bottles.
Don't be silly. It's Bernadette's got to throw the water. Oh, there she is. She's coming out of the church. She must have been to get the water already.
Yes, she's waving the bottle at us. Come on, let's go. The others are there too. Hey, wait for me, you two.
Just a minute. My clock's got stuck in the cobbles.
I'll wait with you. You know, I think it might be the devil. Bernadette said that when she saw the lady had a rosary, she tried to make the sign of the cross, but something stopped her from lifting her hand.
Hey, there, that's got it. Come on, we must move.
Yes, but listen. When the lady made the sign of the cross, Bernadette said something made her lift her hand, too.
Oh, that Bernadette certainly gives you a run for your money. I can't even see her now. Oh, well, where have those other two got to?
Oh, there you are! You might have waited.
Where's Bernadette? Oh, there she is. Look down there. She's kneeling down. She's got her rosary out.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, on the bank. Strange. She doesn't look a bit tired. After all
look,
that
money... I'm going on down. Come on, you lot. Come along with me.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father.
There. There's the light. There she is. She's got the rosary in her right hand. She's looking at you.
The bottle! Throw the water!
Go on!
If you come from God, stay. If not...
Devil,
I
trust you!
Come on,
the water!
Look, it's
getting here! Look up there! Who's that running off up that path?
It's Jill! What's she doing up there?
So we didn't wait for her! She got her own back!
You mean she pushed that?
Bernadette. Look at Bernadette. She's not moving.
She's still looking up into the grotto.
Oh, come on. Let's get her away from here.
She won't budge.
She's heavy as lead.
Oh, look at her face. She's as white as a ghost.
She's still looking up into the grotto.
We'd better get one of the men to lift her. The miller's son. He's a strong
man.
That's an idea. Come on, beat you to the mill.
Did you see her face?
Oh, God. It was incredible. There. She's coming round.
Look, her face. She looks so happy.
Tell us, Bernadette, what did you see?
Leave her alone. She doesn't know where she is yet.
What's all this nonsense, Bernadette? What do you mean, you bad-mannered girl, making everyone run after you?
I never told anyone to follow me.
Well, I'm telling you to follow me right now. Up you get, my girl. We're going home this minute. I don't know what you think you're at, Bernadette. You said you'd be a quarter of an hour. What about Vespers? You'd have missed it if I hadn't come to get you. This grotto's gone to your head. You'd do best to forget it. It's all nonsense anyway. We've become a laughing stock. The whole town's talking about you. Do you know that? It's got to stop. Do you want them to put your father in jail again?
Of course not, Mother. But I...
Well, you just put the whole thing out of your mind. You imagined it.
But, Mother, I saw...
That's enough, Bernadette!
But I know I saw the lady. And I'm sure she's coming back.
Bernadette!
You were listening there to episode 3 of the 6-part story of Bernadette. If you happen to miss the preceding episodes, don't forget you can check out our website at www.vaticanradio.org. And now while my thanks go to Gilbert Villacqua for writing this radio drama for us and to Sean Patrick Lovett for producing it,